Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics.
I'm here.
On the air.
Finally.
Play the damn song, you jackass.
Okay, hang on. It's going.
I'm here.
High on a mountain. Yeah. Western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. Dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, he made some sigh. Now he rides away on a horse he called music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye.
He rode the music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. But those were the days when a horse he called music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky.
Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by.
Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories she used to ride.
And he sang, ooh, to the lady,
ooh, they damn near lay down and die.
Now he rides away on a horse he called music,
with a pain in his heart here.
High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky,
marking the place where a horse he called music
lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
All right, in a sight, Frolic, Willie, Nelson, Merle Haggard, and that song dedicated to the memory of my Charabelle, my guide dog. A dog called Music. Well, it's a horse, but for those of you who don't know, it's the week today that Charabelle had to leave this earth. I didn't want her to suffer, and she had a mass on her liver, and working on trying to get another guide dog. But I want to thank all the people that have come forward to help, and I'll talk more about it later. Inner Sight Frolics around the world. Let's see, starring Louie the Lip. Our search for Jimmy Dinigan continues. Yeah, I'll tell you more about that. We got the special tonight with Red Fox and Grady going to the Smash and Grab convention. Oh, yeah. Man, what you hear this? Smash and Grab. What kind of a thing is that? Hey, look here, Grady. Are you ready? Tell you about that. And, the philosopher on the Donald Trump trial. Trump trial. Give me a little philosopher music, engineer. You there?
Yeah, me.
Philosopher music on the inside. There we go. And keep it going in the back. Don't stop. Mm-hmm. One more time, Rip. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. Well, history has made itself. For the first time, a person with money couldn't buy a judge. Yeah, they try to bring in all the money. Did you see it on television? Big box that Mr. Trump tried to bring in the courtroom. You see those boxes? You know what was in those boxes, don't you? $20 bills. $5 million of $20 bills in those boxes. See? And he said he tried to get the judge to delay the trial, but it didn't work. It backfired on him, and they had to take all the boxes out. And instead of giving it to the judge, he gave it to some hot chick on the street. He said, "Here you are, baby. Don't forget Donald Trump gave you this. I'll see you later." Reading the potato, will you cut that up? So he gave the money to the chick, and the trial goes on. And now something very weird about that trial. Did you hear it on the news? Trump is being accused of some kind of osmotic procedure in the election. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means that he ordered curry food and they gave him the wrong rice. Will you cut that? What are you talking about? They gave him the wrong rice and he got pissed off and he said, "I'm Donald Trump. I own this place. Give me that brown rice. I don't want that white osmotic rice." Yeah. So they took the rice out, and they said, "Mr. Trump, we're really sorry. We don't have the other rice." He said, "Well, and you better call up what's his name in China? What's that guy? What's that bum's name? Shai Hai, whatever his name is. Call him up and tell him to put the rice on a jet and get it here immediately." So they call up China, see, and the guy gets on the phone. Is this Hai Chang Young? No, here, Hai Chang Young. It's on vacation. So they said, oh, Mr. Trump, we're sorry. Hi Chung Young is on vacation. We can't get... Oh, you only have meetings on me. Where is he? Track him down. So they so they tracked down Hai Chung Young, come to find out he's in Korea on vacation. Mr. Trump, Hai Chung Young is in Korea on a vacation. Well, tell him to give me some of that Korean rice. That's better than that osmati garbage. You don't have the osmati. I want rice. So they get... So they get the jet comes in, lands on the roof, see, with the rice, and they unload the thing and come in the door there with the boxes, and all of a sudden they open the box and what's inside? Spaghetti. I don't want spaghetti, you idiot. I want rice. Oh, we're sorry, Mr. Trump. What are we gonna do? We have to pay the jet. Oh, don't worry about it. Just get that girl outside with those boxes. With those boxes out there. Grab a hold of her and tell her to give you one of those boxes and pay the damn guy and get him out of here. That's the story of the Osmati, whatever the hell that was. You hear that? I was on the news. Something about
you
being
the rice,
accused
yeah.
of... What?
About the rice, right?
Yeah, he's being accused of some... They used that word. It was an Indian word that he did wrong or something. I don't know what the hell is. The whole thing's all screwed up anyway. Yeah, so I can tell you what's going to happen, see? I predict that Mr. Trump is going to win. See, and then he's going to get up there at a big news conference and say, I told you they were wasting the taxpayers' money, Trump putting me on trial. I'm innocent. And he's going to say, give me my curry with the osmati rice. Anyway, that's the whole thing with that, and everybody thinks it's something else, but it's really about osmati rice. Oh, stupid thing. This government wastes money on stupid things, you know. Anyway, what else? Mr. Biden. What did he do today? Yeah, he came out with this, was it 25 million forgiveness student loans? Yeah, I get a lot of this, but then they said they're hoping that this plan can survive legal challenges. You know what that means, don't you? That means that the people that are looking to get rid of their loans, they won't see anything until the next 10 years.
That's right. I have to excuse my student loan.
The way these politicians help people, they come up with these stupid things, and then right away everybody's taking them to court, and the damn thing gets delayed for another 10 years. What a bunch of morons.
I agree.
Yeah, so that's another thing that... It's going on right now, and they're investigating Mr. Biden too.
Yeah.
Not just Mr. Trump. I heard that Mr. Biden is under investigation.
Well.
Now, how many call girls did he pay off? You know. Normally, let me explain something to you. I speak from experience. Hope my girlfriend's not listening. Anyway, call girls. You know, you give them a couple $100. You know, they hang out with you. But when you're rich, like Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump, you can't give them a couple hundred. Now you got to give them millions. See, so you got to call your banker. You know, all these guys
They don't go into the bank like you and me and go to the window. They go in. They don't even go in. They call the banker, and the banker comes to them. See? Because they own the bank. They got all the, you know, the banker comes in. He's got 3, 4, 5 guards around him, and he's coming in there, and they make sure he's protected. And right away, they give him a glass of whiskey to make sure that he, you know, that he feels good. and then they send him back to the bank and tell him how much they want. And he has to go and get the check or whatever it is. That's what you call high rollers. Yeah. High rollers. All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Thank you so much for honoring my dog in her last days. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the great, great Akita rescuer lady. And thank you for looking for my new guide dog. Really appreciate that. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net on the Inner Sight Frolics. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, all the beautiful children of the world. We saluted Corey last night. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. Go an extra mile for a child. Coming up, by the way, is the Red Fox Smash and Grab Convention. Yeah. Oh, what do you hear? It's a riot. Anyway, we're brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, food for your animal for free. There aren't too many things that are free today, so. Take down this phone number, 631-484-3085. You have a dog or a cat, you're on Long Island, give Gary a call. You need food. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. And I want to say hello to all our friends over there, Jose Delgado and the whole gang. We're planning to do this nursing home news conference. If they ever get over that red tape with that opening of the clinic. All right, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, right here in Suffolk County, New York. Hey, thanks to, I want to thank... Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Islip Cleaners, my buddy Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You need the information on mortgages, you know, what the market is like in real estate and all that. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. And we think of all those who are trying to get well in hospitals, nursing homes, prayers for all those. All right. By the way, if you're trying to keep somebody out of a nursing home and you need help, contact Inner Sight. We'll do our best to help you. Let's see. The email here is Inner Sight 1620 at gmail.com, or you can call us on the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. This is the Inner Sight Frolic tonight, 819, and we'll bring you the latest on the search for Jimmy Dinigan coming up. Louie will be here later on, hopefully, if he doesn't get lost. All right. The good thing, Louie doesn't have to come to the studio, you know. half the time he probably wouldn't even make it unless his father drove him. But if he had to walk, forget it. He'd wind up in the ladies' room. Anyway. All right, give me some, let's see, who else we got? Oh, okay.
We've got Able News.
We'll get the, let's get the Able News, then we'll do the convention. Able News on Inner Sight, here we go. Where is it?
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, thank you, Angela Melanie, for the exchange on Able News. Give me some Red Fox music, Sanford and Son music.
Hang on.
On the Inner Sight Frolic. Pop, where you going with that suitcase? I forgot to tell you, son. I'm going to the convention. Convention? What convention? The latest convention to come out of the ghetto. What? It's called Smash and Grab. What? Smash and what? Smash and Grab. What's that? Well, look here. That's when you go during the riot, see, and you go down to the riot site where they smashing all the windows, and then you grab, see, smash and grab. What? Yeah, they got a convention. They're gonna teach you how to be the best grabber of the smasher. Are you crazy? Yeah, Grady, going with me. We're going to take the train. We got to go to Chicago. Chicago? Where are you going to stay in Chicago? Oh, they got it all set up with heat and everything. They got tents and water and some wine and all that and food. You're out of your mind. You're going to get in trouble. I ain't going to get in no trouble. Everything is legal. Legal? Yeah, because when you go down to the ghetto, they got a license, see, to demonstrate. Yeah, but they don't have no license to steal. They ain't stealing, they're smashing and grabbing. Fred, I brought my suitcase and I got plenty of underwear. Yeah, good, Gray. You got it's a good thing you got plenty of underwear, because you never know. You get scared. You're gonna mess your pants. Yeah, Fred. I don't want to get no mess pants. Well, come on. We gotta get the train to Chicago. Now, just get on there. Get on there, Grady. Let's see if we can find our room. We got a room with bunk beds. The bunk bed, yeah. Oh, yeah, Fred, I like bunk beds. Yeah, you got to climb up on the top. I'm staying on the bottom. Why I got to get up on the top? Because you're a better climber than me. Oh, yeah. Hey, Fred, you got any cigarettes? No, I ain't got no cigarettes. What are you talking about? Well, I thought I'd relax a little, you know, just relax and smoke a cigarette or maybe a White Owl cigar. Will you cut that out? You don't mind if I smoke, do you? Hey, I don't care if you burn. Whoa, good googly goo. Hey, Fred. Now I don't. You know my watch broke. I can't tell the time. See, so the best way I could tell is by the Chinese restaurant. Chinese restaurant? What are you talking about? Yeah, when they cook the cuckoo five pound. Cuckoo five pound? Yeah, it takes 20 minutes to heat up. You're out of your mind. Hey, conductor, they got any Chinese restaurants in the state? Will you cut that out? What's wrong with you, Grady? Ain't no Chinese restaurants over here. This is a train. Now get up there. Get up there. Hey, wait a minute, Fred. I got something here. We're going to have a lot of fun with this, see? What's that? Oh, these are make-believe handcuffs. Make-believe trick handcuffs, see? What kind of fun is that? Well, you see, you put one on your wrist like this. And then you hook it up to the other guy's wrist. And you start talking and yapping it up and goofing off, you know, and before you know it, the other guy says, "Well, let me out of here." But he don't know it, but there ain't no key. What do you mean no key? Wait a minute. Get this off me. Get this handcuff off. I feel like I'm going to jail. Get it off me. I can't take it. Well, I can't. Hold on, Fred. Now just stand still. Don't move. See, boom, 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 boom. What are you doing? Boom. I'm booping them off. Boom, 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 boom. Are you crazy, Grady? Ain't no handcuffs coming off with no booming. Boom, boom. Oh no. You mean I gotta be handcuffed to you all the way to Chicago? Yeah, well, when we get to Chicago, don't worry. I'll get a hacksaw and cut you. I'll get a hacksaw and saw your arm off. What? You mean you're going to saw the handcuffs off? Well, that's what I meant, but. Yeah, I'm going to take them right off, Fred. Don't worry. Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. How am I going to sleep like this? Well, just stick one hand out like you're disabled. What? Get up there. Get up there, Grady. Climb up in that bunk. Pull up a little. Pull down a little. Oh, no. Hey, conductor, how long is it before we get to Chicago? Chicago? Well, this train's not going to Chicago. What? It's going to New York. You're going the wrong way. Oh, no. Pumping their way out with the handcuff. Woo! All right, the smash and grab convention, and I don't think they ever got there, you know. But if they did, it had to be very interesting.
I'd say.
You know, and now we're going to hear from Ogden, the greatest smash and grabber in the world. Fred. Oh yeah, Fred. You see that guy? He's the greatest smash and grabber. We're gonna learn from him. Yeah. How come they got police bringing him in. Oh, that's because he's still in jail. Woo! Now, my name is Ogden, see, and I'm going to tell you how to do the best job of smash and grab. Now, the first thing you got the first thing you got to do is when you know you're going down to the riot scene, see, make sure you got your gun. I mean, make sure you got your disguise on, see. You don't want people to recognize you. Now, one of my best disguises is a football helmet and a dress.
Oh,
what? Oh, no. A dress. You put on a football helmet and a dress, they're going to think there's something wrong with you, but there ain't. You're just trying to disguise yourself so you don't get recognized by the police. See? They don't know whether to look at the dress or the football. Woo-hoo! Hey, friend, you mean if I go down to the smash and grab riot, I gotta wear a dress? You crazy, Granny? And a football helmet? Now, when you break the window, make sure you bring a big fat pipe with you, see? So you can smash that window. and when you grab, be very careful. You don't want to cut your hand on that glass. Yeah, I had to go to the hospital 6 times. Woo! I don't know about this, Fred. It's kind of dangerous. All right, Inner Sight Frolics. Little crazy stuff, man, going on.
Hey, Frank.
Is Louie on the line?
Not yet. He was earlier, but then he popped back off. Yeah.
All right, Lou, if you're listening, just dial in whenever you want. We'll get you on the Inner Sight Frolics, you know.
Hey, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight. And now, like we always say, we got to put the disclaimer in here. Don't try any of this at home. You know? Especially the smash and grab. I mean, when there's any kind of a riot, the best thing to do is stay home and stay out of the way. Even though you need a television or a computer.
Hey, Frank.
You know, stay away from those riots. Is Louie on?
Not yet, but I want to say something. In town here in Farmingdale, they have a store that says Smash. I wonder if it's grabbed.
Smash what?
That's the name of the store, Smash.
Oh, Smash, yeah.
Yeah. I got Louie now.
You just got to put grab up there, smash and
exactly.
Grab. All right. By the way, the number here is 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and act stupid or something. Give us a joke or whatever. All right, before we get Louie, give me some. We gotta have the report on Jimmy too. But Jimmy Dinnigan, who's been missing. Now let's see. Jimmy's been missing now for 48 years.
48 years.
48 years.
Oh,
8:34, New York. Inner Sight Smash or Grab. I mean, Frolics. Jimmy's missing for 47 years. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some honeymoon music in there, Rompy Boy.
Come on.
not setting foot in this house. I know your mother. She'll come here for Christmas and stay for the whole year till next Christmas.
Oh, Ralph, it's my mother. Here she is now. Now, you better behave yourself, Ralph. Oh, hello, Alice. How are you? Oh, such a long walk from the subway. Yeah. Why can't you live right near the subway? I have a beautiful house like your sister. You have to, I guess it's all you can afford with the money he gives you. Oh, gee, Alice, you look thin. Have you been getting enough food? Gee, you look like you're malnourished, Alice. Oh, I get plenty of food, Ma. Yeah, well, gee, when I look at him, I don't know. Is there any food left? you dirty. Gee, oh, you should see the boy that you were gonna marry, Billy. Yeah, you should see. He's so tall and thin and in great shape, and what a beautiful boy you could have married, and you had to settle for this. You dirty. I guess that's all you can afford. Well, and to think that you gave up a good job in the laundry for this.
Laundry.
You are a blabbermouth. If you don't shut up, I'm going to shove this box of laundry detergent right down your mouth. Woo! Well, Alice, I've never been so insulted in my life. Sorry. Ralph, apologize to my mother. I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to do it, Alice. She's a blabbermouth. Blabbermouth. Well, I never. And you never will either. Woo! That's it, Ralph. I'm leaving with my mother. Go ahead. Go ahead, Alice. Just remember one thing. Remember, you can't put your arm around a memory. I can't even put my arm around you. What am I going to do, Norton? Alice has been gone for a week and I'm going nuts. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I might even lose weight. Well, Ralph, look at the bright side now. If you lose weight, that won't help the grocery store. To realize I'm in dire straits, how am I going to get her back? Wait a minute. Don't, just take it easy. Take it easy, Ralph. I got an idea. This is the answer to all your problems. What's that? It's a recorder. A recorder. A recorder. Yeah, you're going to make a record. See? You make a record. Put it in the envelope here, and I send it to Alice, and your troubles are over. Norton, you're a genius. So, I thought of something else. You want to make it real romantic and schmousy. You need a musical background. Will you cut that? Just put the record on, and do you mind leaving the room? This is very personal. I understand, Ralph. I understand. You're on the air. Hello, Alice. This is Ralph. I didn't mean to throw your mother out and say that she's a dirty old bag. She never takes a bath or nothing like that. Or I didn't mean to insult her and tell her that that she blabs everything all over the neighborhood. She'll never change. She can't help it. She's a blah! Hey, wait a minute. What are you trying to do? Pour out your liver or your heart? Now, I only got one more record left. Make this one good. And get a better introduction. Hello, Alice. This is Ralph. My draft board had a better greeting. Now, go ahead. Hello, Alice. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at your mother. Please come back, and we'll settle everything up. Thank you. I love you, honey. All right. I got the record there, and I put it in the envelope there, and I put the stamp on it there. Send it off. Ralph, your troubles are over. Ralph, I got news for you. I got some good news. Alice is downstairs. She's gonna buy you a big steak dinner, and she's coming up. Really not? She really here? Yeah. I just saw her downstairs. Oh. Well, listen. Just leave me alone with her now. Oh yeah. Don't worry, Ralph. I won't get in your way. Don't worry. Alice, I'm so glad you're home. So my mother's a blabbermouth, huh? And she'll never change, huh? And you hate her, and you don't want her around, huh? Now I know how you really feel, Ralph. Now I know. But Alice, wait a minute. You got the wrong record. The wrong record, Alice. Norton. Where you are, Ralph? Come on, Dad. I want to let you know how it came out. The wrong record. Come on down, Norton. Woo! Norton sent the wrong record.
Yes,
all right, in a sight. And the saga of Jimmy Dinigan continues. Is Louie on?
Yes.
Oh, all right. We'll have to hold the Jimmy Dinigan. Let's get Louie in here. Louie the Lips with the love drops. There he is, Louie. Hello there.
Da 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 da. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your friendly philosopher. Starring the Blog Talk Radio Phoenix. And I heard on the line about how you flirt with those ladies. Cut that out, will you? And meanwhile, I talked to Cardi and Chrissy about Rosanna there. Now we're having a good time at
a
bar.
Hey, Louie, you know, I got a good idea for you. See, I just thought of it. You ought to open up a flirt school.
Hi, Louie.
Louie.
Hey, go ahead, Frank.
You know what I said?
Go ahead.
You ought to open up a how to flirt school. Give everybody feathers.
Feathers.
And love drop. Yeah, teach people how to flirt. See?
Oh, yeah, good idea. Smart move.
Yeah, a lot of these guys need lessons like that. They're a bunch of mopes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to treat a girl, see?
Yep.
Now, you know, the first thing you...
Yeah, that's where your girl's right. Yep.
The first lesson, see, I'll be one of the instructors. All right, you dirty bum, get away from me. You smell. Get over there. Go take a bath and come back later.
Yeah, leave. Before you give me a hug and kiss, go brush your teeth and wash your mouth with Listerine.
That's it. Go brush your teeth four times. And
four
use that
times,
mouthwash.
Oh boy.
Don't use that toilet water. Use the mouthwash. And get that toilet paper out of your hair, too.
No, pull it on your head. Not yet. You got to put the toothpaste and then brush your teeth up and down the gum line and your tongue. And then wash with a fluoride blistering
and don't forget
mouth washy.
Don't forget to wash your underwear.
Not underwear, no, not now.
Yeah, and don't forget to don't forget to brush your hair with the dog brush.
Oh my!
Hell yeah!
Yeah, flirting school. How to teach people how to flirt? Do you know how to treat a lady? Write a little pamphlet, see. Well, here's a picture of how you can do it. See, he doesn't listen to her. To you, just say stand up now. Stand up now, but you're right in the mouth.
About a biggest fat lip too.
Oh yeah, everybody, you give everybody some love drops and perfume, see?
There you go.
You know.
And cornucopia too.
Cornucopia. That's it. You give them cornucopia.
You
now every girl has its day. Its dog. I mean its day. Now, if a girl looks like a dog, that's good because. There's a lot of beautiful dogs in the world.
Yeah, across in the world it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good job for you. You could run a flirting school, see? Teach people.
Hey, ladies, before you kiss the man, go brush your teeth and put some Listerine in your mouth and make your mouth shine like smile face.
Yeah, don't forget to put your lipstick on.
Who, Louie or the girl?
Peach lipstick.
Yeah, don't worry, Frank. Don't get their underwear washed.
Well, you see,
don't
you know what you do, Louie. You demonstrate to them how they should dress. You dress up like a girl. See? You wear some bloomers on.
Bloomers.
Bloomers on your as a shirt. Now, lady.
Take a chill pill. Hey, yeah, take a chill pill, Suzanne. I make you kill your laughing.
Now, ladies, this is what you wear when you go out on a date. See, make sure you got your bloomers.
Bloomers.
And if you don't like the guy, whatever you do, don't take a shower.
No.
See,
ladies,
that's a good way to get rid of him.
Put your swimsuit boxes on and get in the shower.
There you go.
All right, it is Side Frolic.
Okay,
crazy
this is the Airside Frolic for Atlanta Dana.
The flirting school. The Unicide Flirting School. All right. Hey, Lou, how about give us you know that song? I like that song, Unforgettable. You know that one? Good song.
I don't know the lyrics.
Good. I'll tell you the lyrics. Unforgettable. That's what you
unforgettable.
Are.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love.
Like a song of love.
That clings to me.
That clings to me.
How the thought of you.
I thought of you.
Does things to me.
Does things to me.
Makes me want to urinate. I mean.
Urinate.
No, no. Wash your hands, will you?
Makes me want to wash my underwear.
About time.
Put on my blue moon.
Put on the
darling blue moon. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
Be more.
That's someone so unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
Thinks that I am unforgettable.
Okay, I am.
Oh, man, it's funny, isn't it?
Unforgettable.
Don't forget your blue moon. I mean your your lipstick.
Don't forget the lipstick.
Use your mouthwash.
Use your mouthwash.
Unforgettable. All right. Louis the Lip, everybody on Inner Sight.
Louis, why are you crying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm doing a song, Unforgettable, and life is new with love. It clings to me. Robin Fidman clings to me. Baby, I am unforgettable.
All right, in the sight.
Hey, Suzanne, you want me to stop crying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't cry.
Don't
cry. You're funny,
you cheer me up, Suzanne. You want Louie be in tears.
No, I don't want you in tears. Neither does Frank.
No tears.
No tears.
Yeah, but
no tears,
I never
tears.
Cry. I don't do that, no.
We want cheers, no tears.
Anyway.
All right.
Once upon a time, he was an engineer. Choo-choo Charlie was his name and gear. He had an engine and the shortest fun. He needs good and plenty, can't even make a train run. Charlie said, my good and plenty, Charlie said. Rings the bell, Charlie said. But my good and plenty, don't want no other candy that I lost so well.
That's an old one.
Yeah,
I used to eat that good and plenty.
Oh, I loved good and plenty with the licorice.
Had the licorice
inside
and all that.
Right.
I don't see it in the candy store. I didn't see it.
You got a candy store in your neighborhood?
Good and Fruity, Good and Plenty.
Oh, wow.
Oh. You remember the old candy store?
Yeah, I do.
I used to eat Mal's Almond Joy. I used to eat that old Peter Paul candy. I used to eat that.
Yeah.
I never tried that.
You used
that.
To get jelly bars, 2 cents a piece.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
10 cents, you get 5 of them. Jelly bars.
I like that. You get them in a gourmet store, Frank.
Nah.
They're probably
like
not
candy.
As good. Yeah,
I like
guys, folks, I like, ever try Almond Joy or Mounds?
Mounds for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like Almond Joy?
Yeah,
not really.
Good.
I like the Mounds because it's dark chocolate.
What about Caravel?
Caramel's okay. I put it in caramel macchiato, the coffee.
Make me so happy, Caravel. I remember that old commercial.
I used to love Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll.
Me too.
Tootsie goodbye.
Tootsie
Roll. Tootsie
Roll Pop.
Remember those?
Yeah, I remember. I used to eat them.
All right, in a sight. Let's. Hey, thanks, Lou. We've got to do a quick update on Jimmy Dinigan.
Okay, Sherry J. again, you better behave yourself. I'll get Rosanna Dana.
All right.
All right, Lou. Take
Rosanna,
care.
Have
clear
a good
the board.
Weekend.
We
I love you.
Yep. Love you,
get
too.
Get a little Dennigan update.
Mm.
Clear the board. In a sight, frolics. And now we got a report. We only got a few minutes. Jimmy was seen climbing into a dumpster in a northern town in the middle of the night. See, and they had to call the police because all they heard was and they didn't know what that was, and they called the police, and the cops came, and they said they couldn't find anything.
Where'd he go?
They closed the case and come to realize that the reason they couldn't find Jimmy is because he was so skinny, he hid under the dumpster. So he's still out there. We don't know where he is or what his whereabouts are, but if you have any good information, call in a site. Send us an email, in a site, 1620@gmail.com, and we'll, if the information pans out, we'll send you the $5, but you got to pay the postage. At Inner Sight, Dinnigan squeezing under a dumpster. Gee, must have lost a lot of weight since we were in school together.
Probably.
We'll find him. Don't worry. Don't worry.
What was that song he used to sing?
This is Jimmy's mother. You got to find him.
Oh, shut up. All right, Inner Sight, be with you Monday. Man of Glad, thank you so much. I want to thank all the people who've come forward so far to help with my Charabelle, and I love you, Charabelle, and her death. Thank you so much. All right, Inner Sight, goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.